What's up, everybody? Robin Ayers here with AfterBuzz TV for Power. We've got a very special guest in the building, and you know what? We knew this was going to happen. It's a lot to talk about. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh.
Teardrops. Not the baby.
Oh.
The one innocent in all the schemes and plots.
Oh, yes.
We lost
Look,
her.
I'm
we
missing you, Raina. I'm starting to get in my feelings at this moment.
Oh. You're just starting?
You guys are bringing me back.
Yeah, we've been in our feelings for a while now.
My gosh.
What's up, everybody? My name is Robin Ayers. You can find me on all of my social media platforms at Robin Ayers.
Raina, where? It's your man Jimmy V, Twitter and Instagram at Be Your Own Dad.
It's Jill Monroe shedding silent tears for Raina. You can follow me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. And in the building, we have a special guest tonight.
Yes.
Tony Award-winning actor who plays Terry Silver on Power.
Yeah.
Mr. Brandon V. Dixon, yes!
Welcome to the show, man.
How's it going today?
Nominated.
Hey, but brother, that's still,
impressive,
you all good.
Right?
You all good.
You still doing it.
I have to.
That's good.
Did y'all diddy bop during the end of the episode yesterday? Did you diddy bop?
No. I was not diddy bopping. I was trying to get my jaw up off the ground. I was in shock.
Yeah. How did you feel watching that episode?
I mean, watching it made me just remember when I found out what was going to happen at the table read.
Right.
You know, we all get together and we read the episode before we shoot it. And also, I know that, you know, they usually give a round of applause to whomever is going to have, it's going to be their last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't read the episode before I got there, so I rolled up and they get up and they were giving a round of applause to her. And I got up and I said, wait, what's going on?
That's funny. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
No.
Oh, not the baby, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That was tough to watch, I gotta say.
Right.
But you know, you play Mr. Terry Silver on the show, and I gotta ask you this, Brandon, because I'm sure you have a large ratio of people who are really feeling your character versus who are really not. Like myself, I gotta be real with you. Robin Ayers is not feeling Silver. I got a problem with Silver. Okay, so tell me what that's like in real life. What do you get? What is the reaction that you get on the streets?
What's really funny is, like, online there seems to be a lot of contention about Silver. Like, a lot of Silver hate online, I gotta say. But
I ain't gonna lie.
In New York, and when I'm walking around, because you know, I'm in the streets, I'm on the subway, I'm walking around, and people have a lot of love for me and a lot of love for the character.
That's
like,
what's up.
A lot of love. I mean, I got people running me down the street.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, okay, this is, you know, I didn't realize how many people watch Power and how attached to the show people are.
Yeah.
Brandon, has this character changed your life in any way?
I mean, no, you know, the character himself is not, I'm essentially playing my older brother. And so, you know, I have access to this individual.
Sound like he's dry snitching right now or something.
So, you know, there's that. And it's, you know, it's another role. It's great because I love the show. I was a big fan of the show before I got to be on it. And working with everybody has been really fantastic. So in that respect, like just being on the show and, you know, and engaging with the fans, that respect has changed my life, you know, but it's expanded it, which has been lovely. But just the character of Terry Silver, nah, he's not, no matter how, you know, sinister or depraved y'all might think he is, he has degraded my spirit.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Tasha is a hoe or not?
Wow.
I'm asking.
Bang.
I'm asking.
Bang.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because, you know, that's what people say online.
Depends on what your definition of hoe is, what your criteria is.
Right. Okay.
I don't think she's a hoe, but a lot of people do say that online, though.
I don't see how Tasha's a hoe. Now, I think Tasha's a flawed individual, and Tasha is, I think Tasha is looking for
something Tasha's to fill up the void.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's looking for some support. She's looking for a partner because I have heard the debate. People want to say Tasha's stepped out however many times and Ghost has only been with Angie and he did it for love. And, mm-hmm. But for me, the number one issue is that Tasha has always chosen her family. She has always chosen him. Except for that one time in season one.
Except for that other time too, right, yeah.
Messed up. But she has always chosen him. And whilst you could say they both transgressed, you know, I think for me, you know, James is, his one issue is that he refuses to be honest with anybody, but most importantly with himself.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm pretty curious of about the role that you play because, you know, we hear so many things, so many great things about Silver, right? Okay, he's very successful. He did it the right way. He is a little bit pretentious, it seems, at times, and full of himself and things like that. But what was that?
He's confident.
Yes. Confident. That's a perfect way to describe right. him. But at the same time, you know, those who look at the character and say, wow, you're starting to date your old client's wife. And, you know, morally speaking, is that all right? Like, I mean, I know that I want you to step outside of your character and talk to us as Brandon real quick. Like, is that something you would really rock with? Or do you understand where that character is coming from?
Look, no. I mean, I think if you're going to take a really strict moral purview, yeah, it's not the most kosher behavior. It's certainly muddy. Mm-hmm. I think now you could also look at it from the standpoint of there are real feelings involved with these two people. There's a real connection. Hmm. And you know, and for them to for him to say, you know, I don't think this is right, I shouldn't do this, but for her to be like, look, you have to understand what's happening over here is an arrangement.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So and we have an understanding. So what is developing between the two of us, I don't know what it is, but I have been looking for something to open me up to feel. And so I don't think I've done anything that means that I should shut this down within myself. I'm not in the wrong here.
Mm-hmm. See, I find that very interesting because the whole time I feel like your character is definitely falling. But I think Tasha, I think she just needs someone to keep her company. Like, I don't think she's got that deep enough feelings for him like that. Mm.
I think she's actually starting to. I think the roles are reversed. Initially, I thought it was him mm-hmm. being manipulated. But now I think Tasha is opening herself up to the possibilities. I wanted to ask you, do you feel as if this character is going through certain motions as far as his moral stance? Do you think it's something that he could ever really trust Tasha if he's not manipulating her in some sort of way?
I think he's definitely open to trusting Tasha. Because here's the thing about Silver. You know, he, as much as Silver is very good at reading people, mm-hmm. he also possesses certain biases and certain flaws and that some of us all possess. And so whereas he sees James as the criminal and he sees Tasha as the victim, he doesn't realize that she is a G.
Yeah. She is, if not just as bad.
Yeah, she hasn't been corrupted. She is the one who is holding all of this down.
Okay, so the fact that you even just said that she's a G makes me wonder if, you know, here at AfterBuzz, Brandon, we be keeping our ear to the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it really does make me wonder if there is something going on behind closed doors, if it is as simple as the two of them are falling in love. Like, right. Is Tasha really playing Silver? And one of the other theories that are kind of going out there is Silver working with Stern? I mean, these are things that I'm not sure if you can speak on or not. I know he's looking like that. That's out of nowhere.
Right.
You know, I think that the way people want to try and disparage Silver is so offensive. Individual as corrosive as Stern is just the disrespect.
Nah, B.
So yeah, that's I guess that's a no. You get what I'm saying? Okay. We don't know.
Or it's a we'll see.
Yeah. Or it's a we'll see. Yeah.
So
I think the one thing is Silver is genuine in his pursuits. Now, they might, right or wrong, he's genuine in his pursuits.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up.
might have something with Tasha. You know, her emotions might be displaced. She might be manipulating, but those two things aren't mutually exclusive.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, absolutely great point. Now, let's talk about this last episode really quickly, because, you know, what I said, I think the last episode was that it feels as though we're missing a couple of episodes, like Silver and Tasha moved from 0 to 100 real quick. Yes. Yeah, like their relationship just evolved, which is cool, you know, and we understand, like, behind the scenes, they had to, like,
condense.
Yeah, they really had to condense, you know, episodes, so we get that. But did y'all have a problem with the fact that Tasha's getting so comfortable? Because we still don't know if we can trust Silver as a viewer. We don't know. So she was so comfortable opening up her safe in front of him.
She let him see everything.
And to me, he was side-eyeing the code. I don't know.
Like he had his own agenda, right?
Listen. He was paying extra attention in my mind. That's what I'm just gonna
say. I think you wanted him to be paying attention so he could do something scandalous next episode.
Next season, maybe? I think Silver's going to stick around. I think that we're going to see you for a while.
Silver is a very observant individual. But I think to what you're saying about the speed with which you thought things moved, I mean, I think it might speak to your theory about displacement. It's like your feeling is considering everything that's going on. Does Tasha have an agenda? Mm-hmm. You know, what is going on with this circumstance here? Because, yeah, you are welcoming this cat in that. You could say that part of it is because she feels she is so adrift. She is very adrift. Yes. She needs that side.
Yes.
So someone who's going to come in and someone who's going to actually handle things in a legit way, which she thought cats who tried to do that didn't get anything done and were punks. Mm-hmm. But just come in and actually really lay it down, I think has her in a place both of a new awareness, and also this cat really did save her.
You know what? You are adding a lot of insight to, you know, I think myself and maybe you guys as well, yes. But definitely a lot of insight, because I was like, you know what? I had Silver pinned a certain way, and I'm not, of course, we didn't give any credit to who, you know, that you can actually speak to this character and what's going on behind the scenes. So I think that that's wonderful. I will say that it's interesting, her conversations with Silver right now, even just opening up to him about leaving Ghost right now. And it's like, and even the plan behind it, I'm gonna use my alimony money to
fund my business.
And that's my thing with Tasha. She is planning all this stuff behind his back. And she even said, Ghost is my way out. That's my golden ticket to alimony, a second life. And it sounds like she's trying to set all this up with Silver over here. But I don't like how she's doing this all behind his back. It's dirty.
Right. I feel that way too. But then on the flip side, I think you can look at it and say, well, you know what? He's done so much to her. Ghost has done so much that finally she's taken up for herself. Finally, she's coming with a plan and doing something, you know, for herself.
Brandon's laughing. He can't get the smirk off his face.
It's like, all right, go ahead, Brandon.
Sometimes it puzzles me how people want to talk about all the things that have happened to Ghost. And I'm just like,
your team Tasha then.
It's not like even that, but it's just hard for me to look at. I can look at Tasha and be like, I see where she's flawed, and these are the mistakes that she's made. And she's when you characterize it like she's doing all these things behind Ghost's back, this cat, and look, like I said, I really like Ghost.
Yeah.
And I really rocked with him. But until the point where it was like, you have lost control of everything because you're no longer being yourself. Mm-hmm. You have lost all your bearings, and now you are lying to everybody, which is ultimately why that's going to be your undoing. There's no way this cat can be as dishonest as this and get out, because he has no allies. So if she can't trust him, then what's she supposed to do?
But at the end of the day, that's supposed to be your wifey, right? Like,
but he moved on. That is supposed to be your wifey.
You're not supposed to leave your family. You're not supposed to be out there in the streets with Angie.
Okay, speak on it then. Speak on it. Let us know how you really feel.
Talk to him.
What were you saying, Jill?
No, I was saying, if you're a true ride or die, if both sides are like doing dirt, I just can't see the woman or the male when it comes to especially the financial situation. She's already making plans to divorce and taking all the money. So she's pretty much flip sides and she's over. She's done.
It's tough.
I mean, it's a rough situation, but it's kind of hard. That's why you don't break those kind of trusts, because it's really hard to put them back together.
Yeah. Of course
it
is.
Even if it's for a planned financial purpose.
You know, the irony of all of this, which I think is so funny to me, how the tables really have turned. You know, Ghost was trying to go, get right and live a legit life. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't trying to do that at first. And he wanted his family. And now all of a sudden, Tasha's the one who wants to get right. She wants to go legitimate and she's trying to leave him, just kind of how Ghost was leaving her at first. I think the irony is just kind of crazy.
All it took was karaoke flipped. From Whitney.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? And that little eye Silver gave her, like, yo, what's up, mama? You know what I'm saying? What's popping? But I don't think the problem is necessarily with Tasha, in my opinion. I think it's the problem is that she's doing it with Silver. That's the problem that I have. You can understand that.
But yet, you saw how my man was at his pockets when she was talking about cash. But he ain't done nothing yet.
He immediately was like, look, I can't fund that.
Right.
This is nice, but that all boy. That?
These suits?
You know, right. Yeah. So are you watching these shows right along with us as viewers every week?
I am. I absolutely am.
Okay, because
I forgot some of the stuff that we had shot.
Right, and I'm sure because that was several months ago. Was it uncomfortable having that sex scene with Tasha, and she was pregnant at the time? I'm sure, right?
What was that like, my brother?
It was not uncomfortable, and I didn't know she was pregnant.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
I mean, it was. I mean, look, it was to a certain extent the approach to it was uncomfortable, only because, and yo, like I had had. You know, I had time. I knew beforehand. I've been eating right, working out.
Doing them push-ups, them sit-ups.
The night before, after I went to the gym, I went to dig in, and I got something to eat. And, man, I started throwing up the whole night.
Oh,
and
no.
I woke up just, you know, feeling crazy and, like, bloated and throwing up. It was just like, I was like, really? I
don't have time.
This is how you going in?
Right.
But, you know, and she, because she was pregnant, she felt a little weird too. But like I said, we didn't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we got down there and it was, this is the first, like, new scene or sex scene I've ever shot. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Like, you know, y'all gonna have to break down the protocol for me. And, you know, I had this piece of fabric that somebody helped gather my.
Right. Okay. You know. Keep the.
together. Clearly, she had done this many times before. The ease, the smoothness with which she shot down there and fixed it. And, you know, when we did it, we didn't even shoot it for that long because they built a rotating kind of ottoman and they built a track around it and to put the cameras on that. Okay. So, you know, our team, you know, our dedicated team who takes care of us came and, like, greased us up. We were shining like new money.
Yeah, and then, there you go.
Then he was like, action, and we went. And it was like, I've known the Tory for years, so it was generally comfortable.
Yeah. Well, you definitely did that, brother. I'm sure that's probably going to be plenty more to come. Because they were trying to actually go that route, I think, this episode or the last episode, but they didn't quite go all the way there. It was heating up, but they stopped it. Okay. And I think you only had to set that scene one time to know, okay, they got it in. Mm-hmm. We know that they're getting it in, and we don't have to show it anymore. Right.
You know what's going down.
Yeah, you know what's going down. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your background and how you got onto the show. I think that's a very interesting story if you can share.
Sure. You know, I've been doing, or I was doing Hamilton here in New York, the musical from last September up until a week ago. And I was playing the role of Aaron Burr, and the show's creator, Courtney Kemp, she came and saw the show one Saturday evening, unbeknownst to me. My agent got a call on Monday morning. I had a meeting with Courtney on Tuesday. And, you know, I got in. Because then I got the call. I was kind of like, oh, okay. It was like an audition, but it didn't tell me. I didn't get any sides to read, and it didn't give me any real background. It just said, kind of go meet. And so I went there, and we were talking, and we hit it off. because I'm a fan of the show. So I, you know, I'm just, I was talking to her about it, and I was like, yo, Tommy and Holly, and I was like, don't, I was like, girl, if you don't shut up, you don't. You know this man. And so I was like, yeah, so, you know, we really hit it off. And then she was like, you know, well, this is what I've been trying to do with the character. And I wrote this thing. And so, and I just said, you know, I love what you're doing. I'd love to be a part of it. And I had a contract the next day. And we had our table read on Friday. And that was it.
Wow. Ooh, that's dope.
That is hey, awesome. You go. You must have really did your thing at Hamilton
right.
that night.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I turn up.
That's right.
I'm bad at my job. I'm not. Definitely. But it also helps when you have material that's that fantastic. You know.
Absolutely.
The Tony nomination says you definitely turn up.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you currently working on? What else outside? You said you just wrapped up with Hamilton. So what's next for you? More Broadway? Are you looking to do more TV and film?
Well, right now I'm opening a play tomorrow. At the Signature Theater on 42nd Street. It's a Susan Laurie Parks play. And so I'm doing that through October. You know, Power will be back in effect. So, you know, get ready for more.
All right, so and Silver's safe.
Staying busy.
Yes.
We're producing some projects coming up this next year as well.
Nice.
See, man, that story there reminds me of the saying that if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready there, man. So, man, keep on grinding, man. Keep on pushing.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that. Thank you, man.
And so you actually do some acting and singing as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am. They frequently pay me money to sing songs.
I mean, can we get a la, la, la? I Ooh, mean,
can something. Can we get a note or two?
La 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 la
oh,
la, la, la.
Hey.
La 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 la.
Yes. Okay, with the My Sharia Moore breaking out with the Stevie.
Oh
la,
man.
La 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 la.
Woo!
Okay, there you go. That was
okay.
Dope. This all brother right. is talented you over know here, what I'm man. Saying? Silver.
Definitely. All right, Brandon, that is fantastic. We wish you so much success here at AfterBuzz. Thank you so much.
Me on the show.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, man, and I got to tell you, you know, I like Brandon. You know, Silver's still working on me, but I like Brandon. You cool to come anytime. Anytime you're in Los Angeles, feel free to come here.
Definitely.
Thank y'all. Thank you. And, you know, keep picking up the show and just we appreciate everything you do.
And before you go, can you let everybody know where we can find you on social media?
Absolutely. You can find me at Brandon V. Dixon on Instagram and on Twitter. Brandon V. Dixon.
All right. Very cool. Well, one last thing. Hey, Brandon, say cheese. I'm about to take this picture of you real quick. And I'm going to tag you in it. Hey. That's so funny. All right, sounds good. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Yeah, enjoy your night, okay, Brandon?
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank y'all.
Wow. That was good.
That was
really
good.
A lot of good insight, you know?
I like it.
And the brother can sing.
Right?
Can blow, you know? So I'm feeling it. You guys, so much has happened on this particular episode, and we are boiling down to the finale. Which is in what, 2 weeks? It's actually going to be a little bit further.
Labor Day weekend, I heard.
And are they going to push it back because of Labor Day?
I think so, but I don't think that's a smart idea because everybody's out and about on like Labor Day weekend. So
I feel like they always do it, or maybe they feel like because people are on holiday, they'll have more time to watch it. I don't think we have to worry about people missing out on their power, though, wherever they are.
Yeah.
Because so many tweets everywhere.
And ratings have actually gone up. Like 50 said, 0.5% again. So he's been on fire all season.
Yes, yes. So very, very good. And then, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay, let's start with how the episode, and we'll run through this, you guys, because, I mean, there's so much to talk about. Let's just get in it. So the show opens up with Tariq sitting down, and he's applying for the new school. So, I mean, is this dude shook or is he not?
I mean,
he definitely was shook, but he played it off so smooth. Mm-hmm. And then he also used the things going on in his life as an excuse to, this is why I've been performing like this, which is what Ghost would do too as well.
100%. And I agree with that. And you see how Ghost is in the background like, yes. You know what I mean? And I think it's so interesting how Tariq, man, as much as he gets, I mean, he gets a lot of heat right now, right?
He does.
But he knows how to play both sides of the fence. I mean, he's been really observant, I guess, through his whole life where he's being able to play them. And nobody knows the wiser. Like, nobody knows that he's really in some trouble.
Yes.
And he's just trying to get away, right?
Yeah. He is a good representation of who Ghost and Tasha are.
Yeah. So, Tariq and Ghost, I think that that's pretty interesting when they're talking in the car and he's asking about Kanan. Now, a little bit of foreshadowing. I'm thinking about how he's nervous or concerned or that Kanan might pop back up, right? And don't you think that we didn't see the last of Kanan?
Absolutely not. No. Kanan will be back.
Yes, especially the way he ended off this episode.
The way, I mean, what? So much. He okay.
Unless
so he,
50 Cent scouts for BET like he's been inferring. But anyway, well, that's another conversation.
That is another conversation. That's actually something that I think we should talk about later, too, because, I mean,
50 Cent.
That's a man who right there who's got some. I don't want to say manipulative. He's, what's the word, where you... You Man. Can't.
Strategic?
He's strategic.
He just
that's
knows
the word.
How to move around in these streets.
He's very strategic.
Like vultures.
Like, guys, I wake up and go to 50 Cent's Instagram page. Like, okay, what's the word now? Like,
because he's
always doing something. And the way he just marketing a guru, because he'll start the talk and blah, blah, blah. People will go back and forth. And then he does something great again. And then it's just 50 Cent. Classic.
So when let's move forward to when Rick is playing ball, right? And then Brains
and
then they walk
he
in.
He finagles this situation. Oh,
like
man.
A G, though.
Like
a
he took in everything that his dad said and flipped it and pared it back out. This is how my dad would handle it.
Yep.
Let me appeal. I told you, heavy into that 48 laws of power, appeal to their best interest.
Yes.
Why would I sell you out? That gets me in trouble.
Guilty
and
by association.
Guilty by association. I was like, look at Tariq.
I was like, look at him go.
In the way he even stepped to them, like, you know what?
Like,
I wasn't
like
shook. Like, why would I be shook?
Exactly.
He played it very, very well. So obviously I didn't know that Brains and what's the other guy's name? Do you guys know?
I've been calling him Thug Two.
Brains and the guy. Yeah.
I say Brains and them. You know what I'm saying? Brains and them. Who knew that they were gonna get okay, so
you Ray Ray.
Right. So when Tariq was playing ball and he mentioned Ray Ray, obviously they looked a little bit shook, like, oh, so you still talk to Ray Ray? And now we see why. Because I gotta say, I wasn't even thinking about Ray Ray anymore. He was kinda out of sight, out of mind for a little bit, but he turns out to be the biggest.
That's
why
this episode is such a left hook. It's like it came out of nowhere.
Because it's like, why is he coming back doing all of this? Like what what's his issue? Why?
Yeah, it's right, like, who sent you? Right. You know what
I'm
saying?
Are you doing it for Kanan? Like, what's going on? Jukebox's revenge? Does he know what happened with Jukebox? Just so many unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice, though, how when Ray Ray was speaking with Brains and him, he was actually up in Tariq like, yo, hey, that's a, man, that's a Ghost's son, man. And he's cool with Slim, too. Watch out. Like, I don't know if he was messing around or either like giving him some type of clout or something.
I think those were his true feelings. It felt like he was really saying, like, yo,
you're
I can't save you from from that. And the part that I'm curious about is, was he really trying to say, I will let you off the hook. I just want to know so I can help clean it up if this was you guys' lick.
I didn't
believe
him at all.
You didn't believe him?
No.
Okay.
I thought
he
came in
because
there.
Because he definitely came with a plan.
Yeah.
I thought he came in there to injure and hurt and cause harm, and that he is just manipulating everything, but I don't know what his ultimate reason is.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest question is, okay, well, who sent you or why are you so up in your feelings right now and what's the big deal? You know, I don't know. I think there's so much more behind that story.
Yeah.
But you know, y'all, the killings are getting more gully and more gully. The way he offed them He just shot him, but the way it looked, I was like, oh, all up in this area here,
like,
you know?
No.
Right before there, they were touching into Tommy, and I know we'll get into it, but the scene, this just stuck out to me. The way he dealt with his mother, I mean, he obviously went there to get the birth certificate, but the way he went about things, yoked her up by her neck.
Yeah, like, you know what? Jill, why don't you go ahead and speak on it? Speak on the situation,
so
Jill.
The way that Tommy handled Kate wasn't surprising to me because, one, he sees everyone is taking their allegiances and doing what's best for them. And usually what has been best for them involved their family. Mm-hmm. And Tommy knocked Holly off. He's feeling that he can't trust Kate. Mm-hmm. And this man sought him out, mm-hmm. this person that he thought was dead. So Tommy wants to get all into whatever is going on with Tarazi right now because he has no one else. He feels abandoned by everyone. Mm-hmm. Take two to that. He knows that he's a connected guy and Tommy is in trouble in the streets mm-hmm. and needs to, you know, fill up the dope that Dre's little plot and plan is taking down because he's losing everything right now. So to me, it made sense that we've seen signs of him not quite right with his mother before.
Sure, it's you weird. Know,
there's a straight lack of weird. Respect yes. there for whatever happened, even though it's his mother. So mm-hmm. I think with Tommy, he's leaning in because he needs someone. Ghost isn't going to be there for him. Ghost has his own things going on. There's just so many different things that are happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just feel like that's why he's leaning on Tarazi. And Tarazi is obviously has... It's more,
Teresi, right?
I mean, Teresi, sorry, yeah. Teresi, it's more to me than just, oh, I miss my son. I think that that's a part of it, but we haven't seen the full reason of why mm-hmm. he's reaching out now. But I think that it's a mutual need.
Hmm. Mm. Very interesting. Yeah. Well, I definitely, Jimmy, I caught that, and I was like, the way he put his hands on his
like,
mama.
Like, that's your mama. You can't be doing that. Like, come on,
he
now.
Had, and he, in the way wow. he even said, do you know what happened to Holly?
And,
like,
and that's when he admitted it, pretty much, that I'm the one that killed her off.
And she ain't no fool. She was like, it's right there. Yeah, she's like, right, to man, the left, right man. There.
Yeah. Man, but,
three papers
she
down.
Knows where her son was. And when he said, I'm a murderer, like a
yes.
bad guy.
Yeah.
It crystallized it. And, you know, Tommy has all these emotions running through. Would I not have been this if I had been with my dad? Is it just something that was passed along in the genes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of questions.
He yeah. definitely has some great questions. And that brings me to the conversation that he had with Ghost, where Ghost affirmed, like, look, I know you are going through some stuff now, mm-hmm. but reaching out, talk with your father, mm-hmm. trying to fix all that up, that's not going to stop what's mm-hmm. going on now, which he definitely did have a point. But like he said, Tommy's even been starting to use the product.
Yeah.
So now his whole vision, his whole plan is all screwed up.
Yeah, this is sort of like the beginning. It felt like a beginning of a downfall for Tommy. You know, everybody's leaving.
Everybody.
He's
the
losing
connect's
everything.
Gone. Yeah. Mother, a ghost is even kind of not really messing with him now.
Yeah.
Dre is snaking behind his back.
Yeah, so speaking of Tommy and Ghost, I actually laughed in that
I know
scene
exactly where
you, Tommy
yes.
headbutted him. And it was like, he's like, yo, what
the fuck yeah, are you
like,
doing?
Yeah. And then it's like, Tommy's like, oh, you wanna box?
Yeah,
like,
you wanna go?
You wanna go? And it's such a brother type relationship because
yes,
he said, get over there, write that check.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Ghost went over there to write the check.
Ghost was like, thanks for still being 14.
Yes,
just, you know,
right.
It's such a brotherly spat. When back to when Tommy was talking to his mom, Kate, and he said, stay the F out my life. And he was, you know, do you think that we're seeing the end of Kate? Just like in the, like she doesn't have to die, but she just goes away. Do you think that? Or is she coming back around?
No.
I think she'll definitely come back around just based on how things left off. I think if she does go leave for some time, I think she'll reach out to like Ghost or something, like, hey, you know,
which she did remember he said that she reached out to him. But do mm-hmm. you think Tommy will he come around and will he go back around to Kate?
He's gonna have more questions. His dad's going to do something or something's gonna happen where he is going to have to fact check back mm-hmm. with his mom. So I think that she's not gonna go away, and there'll be more questions. Matt, why did you do this? Why didn't you do this?
Mm-hmm.
What happened with this? So
Yep. Okay, so we talked about Tommy and Ghost, and speaking of Ghost, talk to us a little bit about Ghost and Stern.
Ghost, yes. Now, the interesting thing that we do see is Ghost is starting to make moves within the political world,
yep.
we can say. Obviously, he's got a actual event of them honoring him being vindicated, so talk
yeah.
about being the most hated
right.
to everybody loves you at this event, but that's a whole nother story.
Right, and as Stern says, the New York's most liked black, or what exactly
right.
did he say?
The
or
blacks.
Most favorite black. You'll soon be New York's favorite black. I'm yes. like, who says that?
It was
like, come on, Stern.
It's just been weird. But of course, Ghost is Ghost, and he uses his new connection mm-hmm. with the mayor mm-hmm. and the council to fix up his contract.
But because, see, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, up until that point, Ghost was being played out of the contract. He was only a pawn. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's got his new person now to help him out whatever way. Which
with, you mean, Councilman Tate?
Tate, thank okay. you. Okay. I was struggling. Our yeah, brother no. was hurt. But yes, Tate came through at the meeting and definitely helped him clear his name to now he's a actual part owner of right. what Stern, but Stern, I guess, was trying to help him out the whole time. That's what he ended up saying.
Which is the ironic
the
part.
Devil, yes.
Yes, yes.
The devil, because Tate obviously is connected in those streets and everything that Ghost has been trying to outrun, he's right back in mm. with a new person that he has to answer to now. Yeah. So
I thought it was very, Lorenz Tate himself, he plays
he's
this
G,
role
course,
very
you know,
well.
Yeah, very smooth.
He's very smooth and likable.
One of the top
and
actors of our generation.
He mm-hmm. is. And he plays this, he's very smooth and like likable. And then all of a sudden he gets this like look in his eye.
Sinister.
And it's like a
it's
very
like,
sinister,
don't forget he played O-Dog.
He played O-Dog.
Correct.
Like
yes.
the original gangster.
And I thought it was, obviously this episode was crazy, but at the end he sees he puts a tax on Ghost now. Mm-hmm. And he's like, don't forget, I did all this for you. You still owe me, right? We good? Boom. Right. I was like, ooh, no, he did it.
Yeah.
The only irony in that is that Ghost is going to need somebody to replace Dre. So I don't know.
Oh,
it's just
my gosh,
like, it's a
yes.
lot going on
right.
there.
Right. It is. But I don't like, I definitely do not like the way that Councilman Tate handled that situation, because it's like, we should have these conversations up front. Like, I'll do you a solid, but that's not how the street works.
But
I understand.
You know what, though? I felt like, I feel like in the back of Ghost's mind, he knew. Because when we kept seeing with him operating on the streets when he was visiting his constituents,
yes.
and we know that politicians greet their, you know, the people of the community and give them love. But there was something about it, it was like, no, mm-hmm. you're still in the game. Sounds
yeah.
good, but those greetings.
See, I think he was trying to figure out, because the same guy who Tate brought to Ghost was the guy who was on the streets, right?
Yes,
that's right.
So remember when he was having his interview where he was on the street and he took a look at Tate and the mm-hmm. guy on the street when they were on the street, he was looking and the camera panned over there. It was like he took note of that.
Yes.
But I don't think he ever thought he would get played in the end. And that makes me wonder, Ghost, like, where is Ghost? Like,
are you slipping?
And we used to say a lot with, I think, season 2, maybe season 2, 3, yeah. that Ghost and James are two totally different people. James, he's not the cleanest. He's not the, he doesn't pick up on everything. But Ghost,
is on top of
it. Yeah, he's a G, right? And
times,
so
yeah.
now that he's in the legitimate guy, James is the one who loses
it. He's relaxing
it.
Ghost.
Yeah, I feel like that he's relaxing Ghost a little bit, you know, now that he's trying to go with that lifestyle.
And I don't think going with that lifestyle was a smart move, because as we saw, his past is catching up to him. I forget the character's name, but the waitress remembered his
oh, yeah.
voice. And mm-hmm. now she knows who pretty much tied her up now.
Yeah.
So
yes.
his past is going to come right back to him.
For sure. No matter how he tries to get out of it, he's
it's
always being brought back in. Yeah.
You're wanting to be your superstar.
And speaking of, listen, I mean, we got to get to the main meat and potatoes of this, but someone in our chat room on YouTube said that Dre will be the king of New York. So let's talk about that Dre situation real fast. What
no.
happened with... You disagree.
No.
Okay, so Dre and Cristobal are setting up this entire plan to light the whole warehouse on fire with all the product in
did.
It or whatever, right?
Yep.
And the plan is to make Tommy turn and start this whole war with the... What are they?
The Jimenez
siblings. And then the plan backfired. Is that what you guys think? Did the plan
Definitely
backfire?
Definitely did. But it still worked its way out in the end, the way Dre was
yeah.
able to handle the situation.
Mm-hmm. I think it worked well for Dre, but I also think that Dre thinks that this, because he's been underestimating stuff, that it's just going to be smooth mm-hmm. and no one's going to connect the dots. And
yeah.
I feel as though the dots are going to come down on Dre really heavily
mm-hmm.
when he least expects it, and very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he might get his kingship up, but he's going to be tested really, really quickly. And all those allies he thinks they have, we're going to quickly
yeah.
see, are they still really allies to Ghost and Tommy, or are they up with you?
Good point. And, mm-hmm. you know, he actually is trying to build this ally with this alliance with
Cristobal.
With Cristobal. Yeah. But now Tommy wants to kill Cristobal. Right? And I bet Dre did not plan for that. So what is he going to do when his back is up against the wall?
I don't think Dre cares, though.
I don't think he cares.
Cristobal is someone for him to use to get to a means to an end.
Yes.
And if he has to replace him with somebody else because it's next man up, I think that that's what he'll do.
Well, unfortunately, they had a huge failure in this particular episode, Dre and Cristobal, because when he asked Cristobal, he said, what's up with that other thing that we talked about? What they were talking about, because immediately Kanan. Was Kanan. Kanan goes to try to get in his house, and he's got somebody coming down the stairs.
Had some goons set him up.
He had some goons who didn't Kanan's know how to be thug. Goons.
Kanan is a super thug. Did
Kanan
you see him?
Is, first of all, in real life, dude is...
About 260, you know, will knock you to sleep, you know.
Yeah, and you can't have no baby G's going out there to try to take them out.
They didn't know how to handle them, man.
That's a gun type of situation. That's not a
fire, lean, all of that.
Man, it got to a point where Kanan stepped into the apartment and closed the apartment like, I'm going to take care of this quick. Like wow.
Yeah, it happened so fast, and now Kanan is... who's out to set me up. So that's going to turn into something.
I think he's immediately going to think Dre.
Who do you guys think it was?
No, I think he's immediately going to think Dre because Dre has been dodging his phone calls and he knows that Dre knows that he's been alive. He doesn't know what conversations have happened.
Great point.
Speaking
of alive, so.
Kanan over there reaching out to Dre. Did you guys see the text message that he sent him with the emoji at the end?
I
thought that was pretty
funny. He's funny. I like the way he...
That was a 50 touch.
Yes.
If that wasn't already planned, 50 was like, he said, emoji on there.
Yes, definitely.
Don't make me find you punch emoji.
So, I mean, I don't know if he's going to think it's Dre or I don't know if he's going to think that it's actually Ghost because...
I think he's going to think Dre. Okay. I feel like... When Dre, that moment when Kanan killed Jukebox, and that moment, even though no words were said, again, we talked about how they probably felt like how they used to when they were doing their plots back in the day. Mm-hmm. I think that there was a connection and a mutual respect. I don't know how long that's going to be good, but I think it's going to be good for a short time period.
Yeah.
And
Dre
is more of an immediate problem for both.
All right, well, time will definitely tell. Yeah. You guys, let's get into why are we missing Raina so much? Why are we missing Raina? Okay.
Craziness of the night.
You know, I mean, she had a really good last episode, though. I liked her a lot in this episode. I liked when she went to, clearly Mr. Raymond, was it Johnson? Ray, when he presented his you know, professional, his government name at the school, and she went and she told
Tariq.
But I was
really mad.
Held him down.
That shows that nasty dean. When is an officer supposed to come in and be able to question a student in front
Never.
Of the whole class?
That's true,
Never.
True.
But
that's
anyway,
true.
But that's because she doesn't like Tasha.
That's exactly why. And I didn't like her whole stance, you
Me
know?
Neither,
so,
no.
But anyway, so Raina goes to find Tariq. She finds him sleeping at the house. Tariq is... I like that interaction that they finally had. It was almost like he's now treating her like a sister, like a real sibling. When he said, you know, he obviously told her who Raymond really was, Ray, and he is telling her, you can't say anything and promise not to say anything. I like that. They gave each other a little
pound. I love this scene.
Pound.
It showed how loyal Raina is.
Mm-hmm. And it also had a lot of foreshadowing.
We're
not
going
to spend our birthdays together this year.
Yes. Right, so
for different reasons.
So at this dance, okay, and then we'll back up a little bit when Tariq is actually setting up via text his meetup with Destiny. Did you guys realize that at the very beginning when Destiny and Tariq are sitting there that she had this plan all along?
I think she was probably contacted by the cousin way before.
Okay.
And then I think she started the plan at that point. Mm-hmm. And then he got hung up off Lean. And
got
visiting
to the
him at the college, at the wherever he was going. Yeah,
like the Lean was not that serious.
It
he
wasn't.
Got him. He got him his sister killed.
Yeah,
trying to get
but
this Lean.
See, I don't think he was really trying to get the Lean. I think he's 13 or however old he is. He wanted to see her. He liked her.
You think so?
Yeah, I think because you know he got a little bit. He's not that pressed. He was getting lean other ways, too. You know, he was figuring out from brains and them. I feel like he liked her, and that was his way of deflecting how much he liked her. Like, nah, girl, I'm not trying to see you. I want to get this lean.
Okay.
But come through. I see. Why do you need to get turned up after the dance?
Right. Well, I'm not sure. I think I disagree with that. I don't think he was really feeling her. And you guys give us a little bit more time so we can wrap up this last session. But segment, rather. I don't know if he was really feeling her. It just felt like even when she was leaning on him and he was just kind of like, okay, like, that's cool. That's
at that point, he smiled. So I think that kind of leaned to, yeah, maybe okay. I do.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think that he did. I just don't think he was pressing her. Like, no. I really want to see you. Come meet up with me so I can see you. I think he really was trying to get that lean. But, okay, so y'all.
What he should have been doing was pressing up on Ray Ray when he shot his sister. That's what should have happened.
Okay.
It got me so mad.
I'm so mad. That nobody is teaching Raina how to be street. Raina is all suburbs.
Yes.
She's not street at
My
all.
My dad's going to shoot you and kill you. He's ghost.
Right?
Did you hear that too? Because I didn't. I rewound it. I did not hear that. But Jill and so many others on Twitter and everybody
she
else has
said,
heard it.
My dad is ghost. He's going to kill you.
Oh my gosh.
And then a few of my boys mentioned like, okay, at that point, Ray Ray either said either shoot her or I'm going to get killed by ghosts. So
okay.
They were trying to explain why Raina had to go, which she didn't have to go. But they're saying that's
didn't
why.
But this is power. This is power. This
right,
is
yeah,
how
exactly.
it goes.
And bodies do hit the floor.
But I thought it was interesting that the very thing that got Tariq in trouble with brains in him, yeah. When he said their name.
That's what it was.
Raina yeah. said his name. I know who you are, Ray Ray. His whole demeanor changed. He yeah. was just like, oh, you know who I am? Like, now I got to take you out.
Yep.
And that's what got her shot and killed, y'all. I was heartbroken. I was like, oh, no, what happened? You know? You know what? At the same time, we knew it. We talked about it for a while.
Yeah.
We knew something big was definitely going down.
Yeah, what was that?
He's so wrapping up.
Okay, so yeah, so we definitely knew that about that she was going to go down. I'm sorry that it had to go down like that, Raina. You did a fantastic job.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Any predictions, you guys?
Next week, when we had the producer on, she said the season finale is, in her opinion, the best one so far. So
yes.
I think a lot of dying people.
Yeah.
And I think Ghost and Kanan are going to come together one last time.
Huh. Okay. Jill?
A lot of murder and mayhem and revenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I agree with that. That's going to be my prediction. And I will say, I don't like the way that Tariq handled her death. I mean, I think he was shocked and there was a lot going on for sure, but he was just not crying. Mm. But he made up for it and redeemed himself because I see in the next episode he sheds a few tears. Because I'm like, that's your twin.
Ray Ray is definitely going to die. I don't know if it'll be by the hands of Tariq or by the hands of Ghost. Because don't forget, this was Ghost's child. He's about to go into rage. Like, he's about to go into a whole level that we haven't seen.
Yeah, well, clearly from the episodes and the trailers that we see, everything is about to get...
It's about to be lit.
It's about to be lit, yes. So, guys, we really want to thank you again for tuning in to us, to our Power Television After TV show. It's always a pleasure. It's great. It's more to come. It's lit. It's everything that you want it to be and so much more. You guys can find me at Robin Ayers on all of my social media platforms.
It's your boy Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. And today is my birthday. I turned 26, so
yes.
Holla at your boy.
Happy
you feel
birthday,
me?
Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jill Monroe, you can follow me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. Check us out in 2 weeks for the finale. We have a special guest that night, too.
Oh, very special guest. You guys need to come through. And what up, Bam? He's not here, but he will be. Be back
Bam.
With us next
Shout
week.
Out to Bam.
All right, you guys, follow us on YouTube. Thumbs up.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.